1901.
How can I help you?
I've got a customer with a mobility device that the wheels that drive the chair are losing contact with the ground as he's approaching the ramp, so he's having trouble boarding the bus, and I'm trying various configurations to get him on.
Okay, copy that. It's like an electric chair or a manual chair?
It's electric powered.
Okay. Is it like too low to the ground or something like that, or maybe is that a possibility of walking like that?
That's what I thought at first. I've actually tried moving the bus up. It's actually more or less level with the driveway now, and it's still having trouble. The wheels that are driving are in the middle, and the stabilizing wheels on either side of it are what's propping it up.
Oh, okay. I copy that. Well, let me see.
Adding to the fun, there may be a small language barrier at play here.
Okay, well, I was trying to see here who your, try to check your follower. They have a little bit older bus, so I don't know if the new bus ramp is a little bit different since you're in a newer bus. But, there's not much we can do. If he's not able to board the bus, we can't push him on or anything, and he can always wait for the next bus, which is going to be, maybe about 15 or so minutes from when you are there.
All right. Well, I'm going to try a couple more things. The intent of the call is just to explain why my dwell time is going up so suddenly. Also, he's done a couple of stunt maneuvers I'm a little nervous about. So we're going to try to avoid that. I'm going to pull the bus forward. This isn't one with a backup camera, so I'm not doing that. We'll just play it by ear, and I'll let you know if I can't actually board him for some reason.
Okay, if you're not able to board him, just send me ADA pass-up message, and I'll let your follower know to attempt to board him there, okay?
Alright, I got a couple more things I can try before I give up.
Copy that, thank you. 1328.